Hi, my name is Andrew Williams, and it's a great pleasure to be able to join you today at FOSDEM to talk on the subject of FINE, the graphical toolkit for Go. For anybody who was able to make the dev room last year, you might remember that I spoke briefly about this in one of the lightning talks. And today I'm going to talk probably more about what's changed since then. But for anybody who's not familiar with the toolkit, I thought a quick reintroduction might be in order. So what is it that FINE aims to be? Well, we're looking to develop the best toolkit for easily developing beautiful and native graphical applications across all platforms. A big goal for sure, but there's plenty of opportunity in this space, given that so many projects, toolkits and other libraries in this area are perhaps a little bit dated in their background, and being part of the Go community offers a great opportunity to build on the tools available and to deliver a brand new API that really rethinks how some of these things work. Of course, it couldn't be done just one person. We have a fantastic team and a whole community built around this communal goal. We're very lucky to have so much enthusiasm and people dedicating a lot of their time to build this project. And as well, everything that we do is open, freely available. We're using the BSD3 clause license, and so everything is possible to be used in your own open source and commercial ventures alike. Now, where has this project, I suppose, come from? Well, a little bit of history then. It started almost 3 years ago with an idea and some concepts of what it could be. I found that Go was a really great fit and started to learn Go to see what was possible. We then were able to release 1.0, a little bit over a year after that. A lot of hard work, and it really came to be a fantastic first release for developing applications across all desktop environments as it was at the time. Since 1.0, we've had 4 major upgrades that were all completely compatible with that initial release, added lots of functionality along the way. And just last week, we released the first breaking change of the entire history of the project and a whole lot of new features in a 2.0.0 release. It was an opportunity to